dear God, we just thank you so much in the wondrous Son. Oh, hallelujah. What a wondrous name, that Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for this great grace which is poured upon us this morning. And Lord, let it not be in vain. God, let us receive this great grace today. Lord, build us up in it. Strengthen us. Give us the very power of your might in that grace. And in that we say, thank you, Lord. We commit it to you. May we magnify your Son. May he be magnified in us. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right, let's open our Bibles today. We're going to the book of Daniel. And we'll be in the 10th chapter. And we're going to start reading from the 7th verse. That's Daniel 10:7. The Lord brought me to this scripture this past week, and I don't want to scare you, but I don't know how long we'll be here, brothers and sisters. I don't even know how long this morning, but how long we'll be in this passage. How's that? We're sitting on a gold mine in this. We're just sitting on a gold mine. I'm so grateful to God what He's doing here. But we'll begin reading in that 7th verse. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men that were with me saw not the vision, but a great quaking fell upon them, so that they fled to hide themselves. Therefore I was left alone and saw this great vision, and there remained no strength in me, for my comeliness was turned in me into corruption, and I retained no strength. Yet heard I a voice of his words. And when I heard the voice of his words, then was I in a deep sleep on my face, and my face toward the ground. And behold, an hand touched me, which set me upon my knees and upon the palms of my hands. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright. For unto thee am I now sent. And when he had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. Then said he unto me, Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy word. We're going to settle right down here in the 12th verse this morning, and specifically, I am come for thy words. Now, I don't know about you, but this just sends chills up and down my spine. How personal and intimate. I've come for thy words. Now, brothers and sisters, we've been rejoicing at length for some time over the thought of when we said to the Lord by his grace, I will go, he heard us. Well, this is it. This is it. Praise the Lord. I am come for thy words. I am here to see you through. I am here to enable you to finish your course with joy. There's nothing more that I want for your life than for you to win me. Isn't that wonderful? I am come for thy words. And I read this, brothers and sisters, and I have to say how truly romantic our Lord is. And I don't say that lightly. I say that with all sincerity. What a romantic. I appreciate the Lord, the very lover of our soul. As it says here, from the first day. The inference there is from the very moment. I'm telling you, I can see God just standing there waiting for each and every one of His children. When are you going to say it, honey? When are you going to speak these words to me? When are you going to make that move, anticipating the moment when we will truly say, brothers and sisters, I will go. I'll tell you, I get the picture of the ultimate love at first sight right there. God just waiting for us to maybe step out of just hearing and come into responding. What do you think? From living, brothers and sisters, to yielding. Yeah. Saying, Lord, I'm yours. I understand I'm not my own. I'm a child of the King. And at that moment that I accepted you as my Lord and Savior, I'm yours. I'm yours. I'm on this journey to understand that I am this lump of clay. And it's in His hands. It's in the hands of the Master. And I just need to be still and to know that He is God. And He will mold me and He will make me and He will shape me after His will. Into that very will of God. Into the very complete and perfect will of God. I had a brother praying for me long time back even. That I would grow up into the very complete and perfect will of God. Oh yes, that prayer is for you and me just as well, brothers and sisters. Let me tell you something. The Word of God is alive. It's alive. It's very alive. Praise the Lord. And it's the only reason we're alive today, because it's in us. Praise His name. And as the Lord reminded us last week, brothers and sisters, let us remember, it is not in word and in tongue. It's not in word and in tongue, but in deed and in truth. It's a big difference, and we're going to venture into this. From the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and chasten thyself before the Lord, then I heard these words. Then I heard your words. See, this isn't the conversation of a child. Let me tell you something. This is the conversation of lovers. This is intimate time. Sure, the Lord hears our prayers, but this is the voice of the one that's calling out to Him and saying, Lord, I will go. I love you. I want to win him. And He heard the words. See, brothers and sisters, this is not talking the talk, as it said. This truly is walking the walk. Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. I'm understanding that more and more in my life. It's the effectual working of the Word of God in them that believe. It is. It takes effect in our life. It transforms us in our life. It causes us to grow from glory to glory. It causes us to receive more of His faith. That, praise God, that's what He wants us, by His grace, to keep, to finish with, to glory in that wonderful race. That, Lord, I believe you. It's committed to you unto that day. And I know that you're going to perfect that which concerns me. Hallelujah. This is God's time. See, it's not, brothers and sisters, what we have stored up here. It's what we have flowing out down here. It's what God is pouring through our lives. We need to understand that. God is looking upon the hearts this day. And here is what He's looking for in our text, if we truly want His best. It says, a heart set to understand. Amen. A heart that is set to understand. And in the Hebrew, that word set, it means to devote to one thing. To not be distracted. A first love. A heart that is entwined. A oneness. A desiring to be set apart. How much clearer does He have to be? See, brothers and sisters, we cannot have one foot in Egypt and another foot in Canaan. It doesn't work that way. The Word of God tells us you cannot serve two masters. He's talking about the ones that are truly loving Him in the first love. Brothers and sisters, that's what we have in this place. That's the message that God has called us here to. Might make you feel a little squirmish or a little uncomfortable, but God has called you to that message because you're here today. Let me tell you something. He doesn't just cast His pearl among swine. And let me tell you something. This is the goodly pearl message that His Father is seeking. And He sold it all. This is for His Son. I hope we understand the significance, the weight of glory, praise His name, that He's bringing to us. But brothers and sisters, I glory in that we understand that we need to choose ye this day whom we're going to serve. We know that. But this is a yielding time. This is a wondrous yielding time to say, Lord, I'm thankful that you're wooing my heart to be your bride. And next we see it says, chasten thyself. That word chasten means to be abased. It means to be brought low. So here it is what he's plainly saying to us, brothers and sisters. He is looking for a heart that yearns him, his first love. A life that is willing and joyfully separated unto Him. A life that is decreased. A life that is thankful. A life that is thankful that He is our head. Are you thankful today that Jesus is your head? Amen. Oh, I pray you are. Don't fight it. Be so grateful to God that He can think for you, that He can give you His very mind, that He can move you into His wonderful will, that He can bring you into the very pleasures of God, that you can live a life that is pleasing to the Father. For all that He has done for us, to enable us with that grace, that I can be confident in Him, that He can be pleased with this life. What a wonder. What an absolute wonder. I understand what wicked man that I am. I'm understanding more and more how disobedient I am, but for God. But in His faithfulness, He will always, always woo my heart. And all I ask Him is, Lord, let this vessel be tender to receive Your word. Let this vessel be willing to receive correction, brothers and sisters. Sure, you know the truth, and I'm thankful to God that you know truth. But let Him move. Let Him have His way. Let Him have His absolute sway in your life. And say, Lord, I'm tender enough to know that if I'm garnering another breath here upon this earth, there is something more that You're putting in my life. There is more of a pressing that needs to take place. There is correction that needs to go on in my life. There are things that need to be set right with You, Lord. Because there is a perfect way. And there is a growth. And there is a perfection. And there is a time. And there is a season. And I'm in that season, praise God, to grow up into the very mighty man of God that will be ready to receive His wondrous Son in wedlock. Praise His name. Now, are we willing? And are we joyful? See, we were talking a little bit about long-suffering on Wednesday night. Everybody raised up their hand. Oh, I know long-suffering. Oh, do I know long-suffering. But see, it's long-suffering with joyfulness. Do you know that? Do you know that long-suffering? That's the long-suffering of God. That's the joy of the Lord is my strength. That's sharing with Him that the joy that was set before Him, He endured that cross. I'm relishing in the joy. I'm saying, thank You, Lord Jesus, that You joyed so much that You wanted me to partake that it with You. Thank You, Lord Jesus, that You love me so much that I see how You were loving me upon that cross, that I want to enter it in with You. I want to get in there and I want that full joy. Praise God. I don't want to hold anything back, Lord. I want to open my life and I want to receive it from You. Praise His name. See, when we get thankful like that, I'm praising God that, you know, Christ in me, the hope of glory, starts to become apparent, doesn't it? It's a life that kind of disappears and, you know, people walking around, well, that's Jesus over there. Hallelujah. I appreciated that brother that came into the church and he said as he was just learning some of the names of the different ones, he saw a certain sister and all he wrote down, he didn't know her name, but he just referred to her in his heart, well, that's Jesus, lady. What do you think? They knew they were Christians because of their love one for another. Are you appreciative of the great love that God is giving us in this meeting? I am so thankful for it. I am so grateful to God, first and foremost, how you love the Lord. But in how you love the Lord, how you love one another. And how you love me. And how I love you. I am so grateful to God for that. That's how we know that we are moving up. That's how we know that we are moving on. That's how we know we're coming into the fullness of God, the love of God. I can say to my Father, I love Your Son because I love my brothers and sisters whom I see. And I'm so grateful to God for that. Only God can do that for you. Only God can do that for us. But when He comes to dwell, when He comes to live, you're going to see souls. And you're going to see Him as He saw Him upon that cross. And you're going to embrace Him. And you're going to say, Father, forgive them for they don't know what they're doing. They're Yours. And I love you, my dear brothers and sisters. I just love you. And I'm thankful to God what He is doing in our lives. Now, you may be sitting here today and saying, well, I don't feel any of that. Well, that's okay. You're here. And God's on the throne. And He's working. Yeah, He's working. He is. Okay? All right? Now, we've talked about it many times. You can state a million excuses. Devil's got infinity of them, if you want to say it that way. Of excuses for why not. Sure. But there's only one reason for why two. And that's His love. It's just His love. It's so awesome. His love. Praise His name. A real vision, brothers and sisters, of His love. A real vision of His love, it settles you down, doesn't it? Just takes all the worry away in a swoop. You just love me, Lord. Don't have a job. I don't know how it's going to end. Well, you just love me, Lord. Lord, you don't know. They don't know what's going on in my body. I don't know what's going on in it, but you love me, Lord. And it's just gone. It's the paintbrush and the strokes of the Master. And I'm starting to realize, Lord, come and paint it all over this canvas, if you will. And I mean it. We're stepping into things, brothers and sisters, that God is bringing us. Let's pay attention. And it's in that thankfulness. And I find in that great thankfulness to God for His Son. Do you find yourself falling in love over and over with Him? And every time it's greater and greater. It's more real and more real. He expands it and expands it. And you know, really, you can't explain it, can you? Too good for words. Oh, I thank Him. As Brother Hill used to say, you got a taste of the peach. Yeah, you got to come taste it yourself. Got to taste and see that the Lord is good. Finding there's only one place I can get that food, though. It's right at the King's table. You know, when you enter in there, it's got to be absolute simplicity. Simplicity is just grace. See, grace is so infinite on one side, but when we look at it, it's just the simplest thing there is. She just loved me. That's what it is. That's the simplicity of God. That's what grace is. He just is bringing that. Lord, it's just so simple. I just come in there and I say, okay, well, this is where you want me to sit. I'm right here. And I'm going to sit right here, and you're going to bring me that wonderful peach. And here we are in simplicity. And it's godly sincerity from there on. I'm just sincere in the simplicity that you love me and you've called me to come and to sit with you. I know I'm not worthy. I know I could never be worthy in myself. I know there's nothing I could bring in here. But I know one thing. I'm invited here. And there's nowhere else you want me to be but in your presence receiving your glory. Oh God. So the question remains today, brothers and sisters. Has He heard us? Huh? Has He heard you? You see, this is no lover that you can fool. I've seen men and women that were duped into thinking that somebody loved them. I think I've been there before myself. But see, this is the discerner of hearts. It is. Absolutely. This is the one that knows us better than we'll ever, ever, ever know ourselves. I'm yours, remember? He said, we're not our own, yours. Search me, Lord, if there be any wicked way. You know, I don't even know that stuff. I got the stuff on the surface, but you got to go deep in here. Find this out for me. Praise God. But see, brothers and sisters, the Father is seeking. He's searching out right now. He's looking for true worshipers. This is the Word of God. I hope you understand that. He is seeking the true worshipers right now. That's what God said. And that's what He's saying to you right now. And the ones that are drawing nigh to Him in fervent love to kiss Him, those are the worshipers that are worshiping Him in spirit and in truth. Those are lives, brothers and sisters, that are not distracted. Not going to go keep picking up those same old things that used to defeat me. I got to lay aside every weight here. Amen. Oh, yeah. This is fervent love time, brothers and sisters. These are hearts that are set apart to understand. These are worshipers that are bowing down truly, that are abased. Do you see it in the Scripture? It just runs flowing over in the Word of God. It's here for us. But today I don't want us to leave here without the thought, brothers and sisters, can you really hear Him say? And I'm telling you, can you hear Him say this to you? I want you more than anything. Can you hear Him say that to your heart right now? I want you. I want you. I want you more than anything. I want to take you on. I want to bring you into the inner chambers. He's been dealing with my heart like that. Don't know if I'd resisted some of these chambers in my life before. I'm sure I have. But there were some that I'd never even knew about that God has specially prepared for me. And He's brought me into some rooms in these past few weeks that have been such glorious rooms. And He's saying, son, these inner chambers is where I want you to dwell with me. Hallelujah. Mighty times, mighty times. You know, I'm finding out truly that His kisses and His love is better than wine. Oh, I pray we all find that out. But you see, brothers and sisters, it's not going to be in our words. It's in the countenance. It is. It's in the countenance. It's from the inside out. And I'll leave you with this thought. There was sweet Esther. Sweet Esther. She didn't know if she was to come. She knew that she wasn't worthy to come. She knew that it could cost her her life. But she put on all the garments. She took everything that the Holy Spirit had told her to prepare. And she stood out in that courtyard. And there came the king. And before she ever uttered a word, he saw her. Before she ever uttered a word, his heart was ravished by her beauty. Before she ever uttered a word, he came to that dear woman and he said, honey, whatever you desire, all that I got, I'm going to share it with you. It's yours. Before she ever uttered a word, she had him before hello. I mean, it was. She never uttered a word. It was, Lord, Thou knowest. Are we standing out there today? And I'm calling out to Him and I'm saying, Lord, Thou knowest. Lord, Thou knowest all things. Lord, Thou knowest that it's Your beauty, that it's Your Spirit that's doing this work. And in that she knew. Oh, she knew. That she was His. Oh yes. And His alone. And that His desire was absolutely toward her. And she'd never uttered a word. And in that, I can say today, Lord, You've come for my words. You've come for my words. You're the lover of my soul. I've got a lover. Never going to let me go. He's going to keep on coming. And He's going to keep on searching. And He's going to keep on pressing. And by the grace of God, brothers and sisters, I'm about ready to walk right through that threshold. It's so close. Do we see it? Do you see it for your life? Praise be to God, we got a lover. And He's right there for you. And He's calling you today to come out. Come unto me. Get out from among that stuff. All of that unbelief, just set it aside, honey. Because you're coming into the throne room. And I'm there to, praise be to God, give you that heavenly dress. Because you're going to fit it just fine, honey, if you'll just trust me. Oh, my.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh.
Thank you, Lord.
Just stand and worship Him.
Hallelujah.
Stand and worship Him. Praise be to God.
Hallelujah.
Praise be to God.
Hallelujah.
Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Onori elame yeshimi elame yonro elame yinri elame yana yonro elame yeshimi elame yala yonro kelame yeshama yala mayono yala mayinri elame yari yeshimi elame yono. Praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you. Oh, praise you, praise you, praise you. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Behold, I come quickly. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, praise the Lord. While your head is bowed, we thank you, dear God, for your wondrous presence. We thank you for your tender mercies. Lord, thank you for the precious kisses of your lips today. God, help us to treasure you. Lord, if you tarry another moment, may we yield our lives to you. May we go fully after the things of God. Praise the Lord, being people filled with all the fullness of God. And in that we say, help us, Lord, enable us by your grace. In Jesus' name, amen.